The four operas that make up Wagner's Ring Cycle form one of the most monumental enterprises in musical history. Last year, PBS telecast the recent Metropolitan Opera productions. But classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that the very first TV Ring Cycle from Germany was far more impressive. That production, which first aired 10 years ago, has recently been issued by Philips on video. Lloyd has a review.
Some people can't forgive Richard Wagner for being Hitler's favorite composer. But Wagner's music, composed during the turmoil of the Industrial Revolution, wasn't just celebrating German culture. Perhaps the most controversial production of his Ring Cycle was the one presented at its centennial in 1976. That production was more a moral indictment of 19th century German greed and hypocrisy than a glorification of Germany's mythic past. Wagner's grandson Wolfgang was the director of the theater at Bayreuth, Germany, which was built especially to house Wagner's operas. He invited two Frenchmen, a great conductor, Pierre Boulez, and a young iconoclastic stage director, Patrice Chéreau, to offer their daring reconsideration of Wagner's great four-part, 14-hour musical epic. Like the Mozart operas Peter Sellers directed for PBS, Chéreau offers us deliberately anachronistic images of Wagner's mythical settings. The Rhine becomes a hydroelectric dam. The Rhine maidens are prostitutes. Instead of long robes, Wotan, the king of the gods, wears a 19th century frock coat. His wife, Fricka, wears a glamorous evening gown. In their private chamber swings a huge pendulum. Their days are numbered. Siegfried's funeral pyre, upon which Brunhilde immolates herself at the end of Götterdämmerung, is surrounded by tenements, and the witnesses to the event look like striking workers from the 1920s. There's a sense of both history and timelessness telescoped in this mélange of styles and periods. The modern world is directly implicated in the ancient myth. Above all, the characters seem more human than in traditional productions, more tormented by the inexorable chain of betrayals that propels every action. Musically, Boulez takes a fresh look at the score and strips away all the usual Wagnerian heaviness. The orchestra has the transparency of chamber music. Characters sing with a fluent, conversational intimacy. The narrative moves like the wind, even in the long monologues. There isn't a dead spot in the entire 14 hours. And there are powerful, complex performances by Donald McIntyre as Wotan, Gwyneth Jones as Brunhilde, handsome Peter Hoffman as Siegmund, the young American soprano Janine Altmaier as Sieglinde and Gutruna, and Heinz Zednik as the slippery fire god Loga. Their voices don't have the ringing grandeur of the great Wagnerian singers of the 30s. There's a remarkable historical clip in a documentary that's included in this 7-videotape set, in which you can hear Laritz Melchior and Frieda Leider. But in this fresh, moving view of this work, gorgeous singing may be beside the point. This is Wagner for our time, and it teaches us to see what beauty and heroism exists beside the pain and ugliness in our own troubled world.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Philips video release of Wagner's Ring Cycle.